Hello everybody, this is Victor here from Trend Following Trading for Beginners, and here's my weekly update on my Sambo trading portfolio, coming up next. Hello everybody, welcome to my another podcast of another week, and everybody, I wish you all a happy Chinese New Year, and yes, also, today is the Valentine's Day, and I wish all the Valentine's couples have a great evening. Anyway, for the whole week, we basically the U.S. Indexes, so to speak, have continued to climb, but seems to be slowing down the latter part of the week. But it's nevertheless still moving up, even though I was thinking it might about time to stop, but it didn't. And this basically once again reflect whatever one think, the market is going to do something else, irrespective of what you think. And the big news for this week is, I think, overall is Bitcoin. For the last couple of weeks or so, it's always have something in your game, stop, and then silver and gold, and now this week is Bitcoin, and suddenly Bitcoin got above 40,000 mark on Monday. And the reason is because Elon Musk from Tesla said through Tesla he have purchased 1.5 billion worth of US dollar worth of Bitcoin, and pledged to start accepting Bitcoin as a form of payment for his vehicle. And that basically should the Bitcoin up to pass 40,000 mark. I think it's about 47, 45 at the moment. It basically tried to, overall the news is, the Bitcoin is getting more min market, so to speak. A major car manufacturer, in this case, Elon Musk, Tesla, electronic vehicle, will be considering or pledging anyway. When it's got to start, we don't know, to accept Bitcoin. And people basically just, we ignite the fact that Bitcoin maybe one day replace the currencies, in US or around the world. We just have to wait and see, but it definitely makes the price actually shoot up. But one thing though, it really does smells rather funny things is that, this is a company who is rarely, just barely, reach what is the forecast manufacturing output is. What last year's only 500,000 cars or something like that, and it's not even not even a million mark. And other cars companies, of course, they sold more, but obviously, yes, we have a the COVID-19 that hurt everybody, not just the car industry, but everybody else around the world. The economy is tanking, but it's a okay manufacturing number. However, the price of Tesla has already moved up so much, and now suddenly somehow Elon Musk is pushing for Bitcoin. So it does give you a feeling that big company or whatever is going on in the market is pushing for some other commodities or another price moving up, like what we have seen in GameStop, and then the remnant of it gone to silver, settled down a bit, gone to go a little bit, not much, and then now another week gone by and Bitcoin, you just wonder what is going to happen next. And it just all sort of different news coming out basically in January this year, and February now as well. Overall, from what I see is obviously silver have got the GameStop treatment and have come down a lot, and but it's still above the 200 day and 50 days moving average, but gold is not. So it looks like silver seems to, however, it's lacking behind gold movement, but also seems to be more stable between gold and silver, the two. Gold has gone below 200 day and 50 day moving average, but silver is still up there. So if the recovery continues, the economy slowly recover, I think silver might for some reason this time move, maybe the rate of movement will be faster than what gold might move this year, but just have to wait and see. The other thing we need is for UK, there's some news from the UK that there's a big retail trader, basically, is called the Arcadia Empire. Basically, it's got quite a few shops with different brands and has been called into administration in January, I believe. And Boohoo basically has picked on its brands on a couple of well-known brands in UK, and then basically all they did is just bought the websites and the behind the scene, the machinery, the people actually moving the stuff about rather than the shops. So lots of people make redundant because a lot of the shops are not taking on, staffs are not taking on. So this is more like what is actually happening, I think, around the world. So the people, because of the COVID-19, purchase more online. And we've seen the rise of, you know, purchases on Amazon and just spread across the board. And more of the traditional companies selling clothes, let's say, on the high street, will basically got decimated because they couldn't open in UK and US and around in the West in general because of the COVID-19 restriction. And for it causes people to go online to buy things. So this kind of stuff is going to happen around the world, US as well as in UK. But Arcadia is one of the big names within the retail industry in UK. And it's going to be a problem as well. The other thing is also, from my own experience, my son used to go to Manchester. Just outside Manchester city centre, there is a big shopping complex. And there's like, you know, hundreds of shops in inside a shopping mall, huge shopping mall. And the problem is now because of the COVID-19, a lot of those, you know, shopping malls around the country has been shut down and basically not allowed to open. And a lot of those shops in there are basically losing business. Some can survive by selling things online. But most of it is not able to open because of COVID restriction, and they still have, you know, because they signed a contract for the lease of the, you know, the renting of the shops, and you still got, you know, electricity running around in the background, and insurance as well as, you know, furlough payment to staffs and so forth. So a lot of companies are not going to, brick and mortar companies are not going to hold up the shops. So at the moment, basically temporarily hold up by the government, just like US, UK did the same thing, paying companies to not fire the staff, you know, furlough them up to a certain amount of monthly payment. But any government around the world can only do this for so long. And even if this continues for this year, maybe next year, it'll probably just, you know, got to be slowly, you know, removing those support, then we will see a lot more issues. And that will come around, like, you know, people cannot pay the rent, shops cannot pay the rent, and they have to sack staffs because they the business are gone mostly, you know, to online, but also because directly, indirectly, people lose jobs, they don't come out and spend as much and don't go to walk around in high street. But most of all, the vaccine, even though it's out there, it wasn't really tested properly, in my view, in the testing phase, and rushed out. And because we got the COVID-19 around the world, need to be snipped and try to stop the spread of the COVID-19 virus. So there's various vaccines going around, but, you know, how do we know how effective it is? People will be wee about it, and therefore, even if they have injection, they may not even go out shopping yet. And that is going to take some time to rebuild the trust, and also how the vaccine actually plan out this year, next year. We also affect people's feeling and yeah, confidence actually to go to shopping. So a lot of shops and mortars company on the high street is going to fold, and there's going to be a lot of unfortunate redundancy and so forth. But the funny thing is, you look at the US indices and main indices around the world, it's all very much, you know, rising a very high level pre-COVID-19, you know, level, so to speak, like in US before the COVID-19, the Dow Jones around 29,500, that right around below 30,000, but now it's above 30,000, you know, going towards, you know, 31,000 kind of thing. Even though, you know, most shops are still shut and there's COVID restriction around. UK, on the other hand, the FTSE 100 is not doing as well, but still, you know, going sideways, but not as, you know, continuing to rise up. But in Europe, DAX and CAC in France, you know, continue to get up. So it's Hong Kong, so is Nikkei in Japan. So it's very strange what's actually going on. Just the Wall Street or the financial street, so to speak, is very divorced from the Main Street. What's happening on the shop front, and which affect yours and my employment kind of thing, and it's just showing you how, you know, the trend following being good at being is it help you to divorce from, you know, the fundamental thinking. You know, the market's going to move one way or the other. Sometimes it's overextended. Most of the time you just look at certain stuff and don't look at other things. So in this case, you know, maybe you can say the market is forward thinking, but we followed the extreme amount of money pumping by Feds in US and around the world, you know, by different governments. Basically, just flooding the world with money, and the money have to go somewhere, and go to stock market, a lot of it. And I believe quite a lot of it, or some of it, gone to China as well. That's why the Chinese dollar has actually gone up so much in value. And one day it probably like the dot-com bubble, you know, sooner or later the pennies will drop, just like back in the old days, dot-com bubble. All those company have websites and not making a dime, and slowly, you know, after a while, when all the phobia sort of die down, so people start asking questions, you know, this company are not making money and it's burning a lot of investor money, so to speak, and then some hiccup happens, and then the whole market just drop and it will go down. I think it'll be similar things here, maybe a prediction or, but who knows how long it takes for people to realize. Lots of people lost their jobs, some of them like myself able to do the job online and so forth, you know, and using Zoom and so forth, and Teams, Microsoft Teams, so it can still work, but a lot of companies can't. And the effect, you know, the direct indirect effect, you just go pull the economy around downwards. UK the same as well as US. I think the stock market sooner or later will reflect, but until that is actually happening, you don't know when it's gonna happen. So you should just follow the trend. That's what trend following is good at, you know. You know, so long as you just follow your system, the trend might be go far much more further than you anticipated, even though fundamentals like now is totally screaming to be, you know, totally going to the other side. The market's still going to go up, and that's just life. That's why I like trend following in general, and we just see how far this market will go. The other thing I think specifically for UK is the Brexit as well. I mean, I lately try to buy some books from Asia, which I buy, you know, once or twice a year kind of thing, but unfortunately I can't buy them anymore after January 1st because Brexit, because of the cost or the tax and everything else haven't been set up properly. So a lot of like company, Federal Express or whatever, they cannot send things into UK because they don't even know how much it will cost, or if there's a tax they you know collect beforehand, that kind of stuff. So it's causing a lot of delay, not just like, you know, buying things online, but also import export as well. A lot more red tape going to Europe, in and out of Europe. And it's just going to cause a lot of maybe food shortage. Some of those food that are sourced from the EU will be, you know, much less and takes much longer to come in. And also the export from the UK into Europe and will be, you know, take a lot more time. And it just gonna cost more money as well. So this teething problem probably takes a few years, you know, to integrate properly. And also people has been anticipating this happening in the financial world, and a lot of them start moving away from London as well to financial hub, and basically losing business to Amsterdam and France and Germany, because people still you trade the EU euros and stuff, and do a lot of business in EU. You will probably want your financial, you know, transactions stay within EU rather than in UK. And this is going to hurt the British financial center, essence of being the UK stock exchange, that kind of stuff. We just had to wait and see how things are. But the other thing also, we will sort of show some sort of effect on British pounds as well. At the moment, it's continued going up. But one day, the penny will drop, I believe. You know, if this continued to the British pound continued to increase, that means exports. It was very difficult to send things out to Europe. It cost more, the pounds level is too high. So even to other countries, it's going to be bad as well. And So the British pounds is going to reflect in what the state economy sooner or later, but for the time being, British pounds seems to enjoy it like one way street, just go straight up, as if, you know, everybody think British pounds or Britain is have a very good economy, so to speak, and then British pounds reflecting that. And it's not just against US dollar, against Japanese yen and other currency as well. So that's just light, but that, again, that shows you how the stock market never really follow fundamentals or what you think. He just got to do his stuff, and he can go either way and take much longer than you can realize, or your accounts are sustained. So as always, remember, trend following, just follow the trade. Also remember your position size, don't bet too much on your trade, because you can never know what will happen. Basically, that's it for this week. For the update, next is my update on my portfolio coming up. Okay, first off the bat is Apple. Not much change from last week. Short term is a sell, medium term is neutral, long term is a buy. Amazon, short term is a buy, medium term neutral, long term is a buy, same as last week basically. But because the US dollar index has somehow weakened now, from 91.7 area, come back down to 90.50, so it's sort of health strengthened the Australian dollar. So short term for Australian dollars, again, US dollars are buy, medium term is still neutral, long term is still a buy. Brent crude and WTI crude, same as last week, you just continue to be buy for short term, medium term, long term. This is continuing, and I believe like last week I've gone up quite a bit for the crude oil and WTI oil, US crude oil. And essentially this is just continue. Remember what April last year, and all this like the price gone negative 37, or some people even predict minus 100, and now suddenly gone back up again, even though the economy is still, you know, in a bad shape. You know, it's opened up a little bit. You know, Asia is still moving, doing pretty well, except the Western world. But crude oil seems to, you know, slowly climbing up. I think if my initial analysis is correct, with the US dollars going to weaken sometime soon, I don't know when, but I think sometime this year probably happen, because all this extra money that Joe Biden and 1.9 trillion, as well as whatever the Fed and Donald Trump have prompted in the US economy, you know, from what about 4 trillion before the pandemic to now like 7 trillion or something. So, but remember that 3-4 trillion that Donald Trump prompts in and Fed prompts in was since what 2008, when we had the subprime market issue last time. I mean, it took him like, you know, 12 years to make the longest bull run in history. But we seem to spend that much of money within a space of what, from April or so, March last year to October or something, or it just give it 9 months, and you know, and we see the stock market bounce up back up and then some, and this year you could put another 1.9 trillion, let's say 2 trillion, and who God knows how much more later on, because the economy is still not firing all cylinders yet in both Europe as in US, and the US financial industry, Fed just go to pump more money in the financial industry. So I think that US dollar is definitely going to be weakening, but you know, probably more coming later on. I think overall, when the money comes in the market, it takes probably maybe 6 months to drill down to the real economy and so forth, and with the extra money flying around. I think people will slowly see more import inflation, so to speak, in America. And US dollar go down, anything across those costs in US dollar will go up. So crude oil is definitely this year, watch out. Maybe probably next year as well, but we'll just have to wait and see. Next is DAX from Europe. Short term is a buy, minimum is buy, long term is a buy, so same as last week. Dow Jones, short term is a buy, medium term is now also a buy. Change from neutral last week to buy this week for medium term, and long term is a buy. So a bit of fluctuation for the Dow Jones is slowing down a little bit, but it seems to be moving in up slowly now, a bit like Brent crude. We just have to see how Dow Jones will work, but I believe that, you know, they got this 100 days honeymoon period for Joe Biden. So he gone in, what, 20th of January? So give it like 3 months or so. So we talk about April time, you know, Dow Jones probably can still got some legs and continue to go up. We just had to wait and see. But once that honeymoon period gone, people will start to see those, you know, concentrate on the real economy, concentrate on vaccine and political problems with, you know, China, US and China, and also US with Europe. You know, see how things might go. Next is gold. Short term is a sell, medium term is neutral, long term is a sell. Now gold is, like I said before in my previous podcast, it turned to for the worst, even though my view and my analysis that US dollar is going to weaken and that will help gold. But for the short term, for the time being, gold is not doing well. It's short term is a sell, and so it's long term, medium term is neutral at the moment for gold. So always listen to your system, even though no matter how much your biases like me, you know, think gold should, you know, go to our whatever quick level like Bitcoin does, that kind of thing. But the market is telling you something else, and your system following basically the price, and the price changed, and you just follow what system says. So at this moment, the system say gold is rather weak at the moment, so sell out on those one. So always remember, stick with your system, not your what you think. Next is a Hang Seng Index in Hong Kong. Short term is a buy, medium term is a buy, long term is a buy. So it's slowly moving up now, so gone up above the 30,000 marks as well, following the US stock market. We just wait to see how things goes for that. NASDAQ, similar stare, Dow Jones is short term, medium and long term go up, all buy. And Nikkei, against following is US US Dow Jones leader. Short term is a buy, medium term is a buy, long term is a buy. So forward, there's a couple of hoo-has last couple of weeks, but then everything back to normal. Now all gone back up to the buy mode on the weeks gone, so to speak. We just wait and see. Next is silver. Short term is a sell, medium term is neutral, long term is a buy. This is what I said before for silver. It seems to be not moving up as fast as gold as before, but it may come down. It's even though with the GameStop issue, you know, have gone up a couple of weeks ago, gone up to almost I think on a day chart, on a daily rate, basically gone above the $30 mark silver for per ounce, but then quickly come back down again, but still is above the 50-day moving average. Short term is a sell, but medium term is neutral, but long term still a buy. So it's all better than gold. So guys, I think you better watch out for silver. You know, this might have, you know, actually the market's telling you something. The silver might be more dominant this year and doing things, but who knows? At this moment, it's quite early in the year. Just wait and see. Next is US dollar, again the Chinese yuan, Chinese dollar, and sell across both short, medium and long term is a sell. That means it takes much less of the Chinese yuan, Chinese dollar to buy $1 US dollar. It's just this continuous strengthening of the Chinese dollar is just basic indication of all this extra money that the Feds have basically pumped into the market. It's have to go somewhere, and at the moment it's going to China. No matter how much Joe Biden may say about it, or Donald Trump action may done whatever, is basically sending money to China, and it might necessary not what Donald Trump wants, but that's what seems to be causing what's happening. The investors just fall with their feet, no matter what Donald Trump said or threatened them. We just wait and see how it goes. Next is US dollar against Japanese yen. Short term is a sell, medium term is a buy, long term is neutral. This one basically, the US dollar against Japanese gone to just reach the 200-day moving average from below, but failed and then come back down again. So the Japanese yen seem to strengthen somewhat. We just have to wait and see how things go for that one. British pounds against Japanese yen and British pounds against US dollar, I said earlier. It just continue buy mode, just continue to go up, irrespective of what the real economy is doing. And we just have to wait and see. Everybody seems to think British pounds is strong for some reason. People just trading it as if, you know, Brexit integration issue with EU not any significant problem to Britain itself, and Britain, just like America, were very bad on COVID-19 as well. I just wonder how the pounds go hold up, but the pounds is holding up. As far as you and I are concerned, the system says go buy and buy, stay long for these two and stop arguing with it. Next is Bitcoin. Short term is a buy, medium term is a buy, long term is a buy. So this, if you have listened to my podcast and last week, you actually bought it. And, you know, 1 week later on a Monday, it suddenly shoot up, you know. I was on a 30,000 mark, 35,000 mark. But this week, basically within 1 week, gone up like 10,000 mark. Well, thank you for, you know, Musk, obviously. But for some reason, if you look at the trend for over long term, you see that a lot of time there's some people or something spoofing around in the market and your system changed, and then a few weeks later the market suddenly moved up and you're always on the right side, so to speak. Yeah, because the trend following system see the price move. So somebody somewhere knows something, and not just become some other shares or kind of thing, and then moved, and then suddenly the news comes in and shoot up the price of Bitcoin in this case. And trend following has always been there on the right side. Obviously sometimes you have, you know, sudden announcement and then dropped, but without any sign at all. But that happens. That's how trading is. But sometimes if you look at Bitcoin on its own, it shows that somebody somewhere knows something and then moved the price already. So and then the price just moved. So this time, people who have followed me will have learned about 10,000 within a week, which is on Bitcoin on its price. So as far as I'm concerned, just stay with it, stay long the moment, because that's what the system say. How long will it last? I don't know. It just feels a bit fishy. And also, if you look at the Bitcoin MACD histogram, you see that the recent higher highs, but it's not buoyed as the same inside the MACD histogram. It's lower low, so it's a bit of a bearish divergence. So I will watch out for the Bitcoin, but for the time being, it's still on the long side. But if the market turn, just get out. Do not stick. Do not trade with your emotion. Trade your system instead. Okay. Next is iShares 20 TLT ETF. Sell across the board. Short term, medium term, long term sell. That basically means what? The price of those ETF, the long-term data bond, basically the price is dropping and the yield is increasing because less people is buying it. The government have to, you know, try to sell them, entice the investor with a higher interest rate payback, so they have a higher yield, so to speak. This seems to have moved quite significantly. Short-term 10 years notes have gone back above 1%. Remember last year, it's gone down to, like, you know, below 0.5% or something very, very low. But now even the long-dated bonds is, the 30 years one, I think it's gone back above 2%. So from, if you look at the bond itself, we're telling you signal that there is inflation coming in, there's high interest rate coming in, but we'll see when this will happen. But I think that there's something might be going on here, so watch out. Next is Tesla. Buy for short term, medium term, long term is across the board. Basically, Tesla continue slowly moving up, but not the rate of move up is not as much as last year, when it returned 700%, so to speak. This year we just have to wait and see how it goes, and obviously the Bitcoin story helps Tesla a little bit, but for how long, who knows. But your system said, our trend following system said, here is a buy, then just continue to stay long. Next is Australian indices. Short term is a buy, medium term is a buy, long term is a buy. This one is a bit like Brent crude and crude oil. Is slowly, you know, going sideways, slowly, you know, plateauing, but it seems to be moving up and down, and just have to wait and see how things goes. Last but not least is Alibaba. Short term is a buy, medium is neutral, long term is a buy. So Alibaba seems, like I said before, it's a good company. It got many things going for it in China, but yeah, the regulations problems with also Jack Ma, Albert's kind of thing, might have a step on the nerve from a Chinese government with Chinese government. But the company itself is sound, and have bounced back above 200-day moving average as well. So it seems to be, you know, quite a good time to actually get in at this day, so long as it's not gone below the price, not below 50 days 200 moving average. I think it's a generally long term buy on this one at the moment. We just had to wait and see. Basically, that is the end of my podcast for this week, and I'll speak to you next week. Stay safe and happy trading. Bye for now.